Radio Shema Podcast.
Everyone, thank you so much for joining me today as we look to God's Word to see what He wants to say to us today. Today's topic may not seem very happy, but I hope it will get us thinking about the value of our life and how we are spending it. Have you ever thought about how short life really is? That it seemed like only yesterday that they were very young children. As a pastor, I have been with many people when they were on their deathbeds, with only a few minutes or hours left of their life on earth. They often talk about what they wish they had done more of or less of. Their final thoughts are often about the relationships that were important to them during their life. Sometimes they share regrets that their priorities had been out of order. I want us to talk about those kinds of things today. I want us to consider what would change in our life if we knew that we only had a short time left to be alive here on earth. If your doctor told you today that you only had a certain number of days or months left to live, how would you live during that time? What would you do differently? What would you do that you had never done before? How would you prepare for your eternity after you died? Who would you want to have around during those last moments of your life? The truth is that we all need a support system, people who like us, care about us, and can always be counted on to support us, encourage us, advise us, pray for us, and challenge us. I heard someone say once that most people go through their life without one true friend, and he included married people. I don't know if that's really true, but I do know that God created us to need each other. God never intended for us to live without friends that we care about and that care about us. It is especially sad when someone doesn't appreciate that until it is too late. There's a great song by Tim McGraw called Live Like You Were Dying. It stresses the idea that we would probably live differently if we knew our time was short. Let me share part of the words to that song with you. He is talking about what he did when the doctor told him he did not have a lot of time left to live on this earth. I restated some of what he said so it would be easier to understand. He said, "I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't. And I became the kind of friend that a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden, going fishing wasn't such an imposition. Well, I finally read the Bible, and I took a good, long, hard look at what I would do if I could do it all over again. And then I loved deeper and spoke sweeter and gave forgiveness I would not give before." Then he said, "Someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. Like tomorrow was a gift, and you got eternity to think about what you would do with it. And what did you do with it? And what can I do with it? And what would I do with it?" Those are powerful words. It really makes you think about what is important in life. The truth is that we are all going to face the end of our life here on earth at some time in the future. Some of you listening may have what seems like a long time before you die, and some of you may have what seems like a very short time before you die. My desire is that we all are ready to meet our Creator, because the truth is that none of us knows exactly how much time we have to make our lives worth living. The truth is that the death rate for every one of us is 100%. Ecclesiastes 8:8 says that none of us can hold back our spirit from departing. None of us has the power to prevent the day of our death. So the question is not if, but when. The Bible says that the Lord has numbered our days, but He does not reveal that number to us. I do not know the number of my days, and you do not know the number of your days. I do know, though, that your number is less than it was yesterday. I am closer to death today than I was yesterday. When it comes to the number of days you have left on earth, there is no negotiating and no borrowing more time. There are some things you just cannot borrow, and time is one of them. You also cannot borrow someone else's relationship with Christ. You cannot borrow someone else's talents. Your days have been numbered by God, and you will not live one second beyond what God has appointed for you. Your life on earth has a definite beginning, and it will have a definite ending. Your death certificate is just as certain as your birth certificate. I'm sorry if I seem very negative today. That is not my intention. In fact, I want this to be a positive message for you. I want everyone to realize how valuable life is and how important it is to live our life in the special way God created you for. I want this message to encourage you to make your priorities and motivations good ones. I do not want you to have regrets when the end of your days draws near. Let me give you some really good news. I want you to know that this life here on earth is not all there is. The grave does not mark the end of your existence. The Bible says that your spirit and soul are immortal. That means they will never cease to exist. You are going to live somewhere forever. Please consider the implications of that statement. Compared to eternity, your life on earth is just the blink of an eye. Psalm 90, verses 5 and 6 says, "You bring our lives to an end just like a dream. We are merely tender grass that sprouts and grows in the morning, but dries up by evening." The Bible also tells us very clearly that our eternity is directly determined by the choices we make while alive here on earth. Please do not miss the importance of that statement. The decisions you make here on earth determine what your eternity will be like. That certainly lets us know that we need to know what choices we need to make to assure that our eternity will be a good one. Jesus came to earth to make sure we knew how to make the most important decision of our lives, the decision of who we will accept as our God. He made it very clear that we are all sinners and that we all fall short of the glory of God. Then he said that the result of the sin in our lives was death. But when we were still sinners, Jesus Christ took our sin upon himself and paid our penalty of death for us. He willingly died in our place. But death could not hold him down. 3 days after he was buried, God raised him from the dead. He conquered death, so death has no power over him anymore. So now he offers eternal life in heaven with him. If we invite him into our lives to be our one and only true God, then he will come into our lives as our Lord and Savior. We all have eternal life. The question is whether we will spend it being tortured forever in hell, or will we spend it being amazingly blessed with him in heaven? There are literally thousands of religions that try to convince people that they should worship their way, but Christianity is different than every other religion on the face of the earth. Christianity is the only one based on having a personal relationship with a loving God. Every other religion teaches that you must perform satisfactorily so you can earn the favor of their God. Every other religion has lots of rules you must follow or you will be rejected by an arbitrary God. The Bible teaches us that we can never be good enough to earn eternal life in heaven. That is why Jesus came to earth, to give us a way to be blessed beyond measure because of what he did, not because of what we do. Jesus came to the earth and died on the cross to make it possible for us to have eternal life on the other side of death. Wow, what an incredible gift. It is also amazing that Jesus did not come to the earth only to give us eternal life in heaven. He also came to give us abundant life while we were still alive here on earth. John 10:10 says, "I have come that you might have life, and that you will have it more abundantly." The word abundantly gives us a mental picture of overflowing with blessings. Another translation says, "My purpose is to give life in all its fullness." So, I want to encourage you to consider what it would be like for you to live the abundant life. What would it be like to have your life overflowing with God's blessings? What would it be like to live life in all of its fullness? The truth is that you can live that kind of life. But remember that you can never live that kind of life without Jesus Christ as your one and only true God. Only he has made a way for us imperfect people to live both now and forever with the only loving, perfect God. No other religion offers you the blessings of Christianity. No other religion offers you freedom in Christ. No other religion sets you free from having to earn your salvation. Jesus Christ is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. Let me encourage you to say yes to him Just pray to Him, speak to Him, ask Him to come into your life. Surrender fully to Him, and He will make it worth it for the rest of eternity. Do not let anyone else talk you out of receiving the abundant blessings that God is offering you through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Well, thank you for joining me today. I always considered an amazing blessing to be able to share the good news of salvation through Jesus Christ with you. Let me encourage you to invite someone to listen with you next time. In the meantime, God bless you and have a great day.